code 312, then 321. Man, it's all, man, y'all blowing this shit up already. All right, 312, what's your question, man? What's up?
Hey, so, all right, first off, thank you for having me, y'all. Like, I watch that from time to time, you know, and I saw him, like, live, like, while working on my brand, so, you know, I'm coming here to show some love. But let me kick it off right. So my name is Samurai. You can call me Mari. I'm from Chicago. Actually, do you do these often? Because, like,
okay,
this whole, like, idea,
okay, what's,
like...
What's your question, buddy? What's your question? Let's get there. What's your question? All
right, so my question is, there's a lot of context to it. So
no,
the question is...
What's up?
It really isn't, but I'll try my best. All right, so have you ever felt that walk alone? As in, when you're on your grind, you're doing all those things, right? You know you're in that right space, but... You're just waiting. You know, it's not your time yet, and you're putting 100% of your being into it. And the reason why I'm asking this is to give some context. January 19th, which was my birthday, I was I'm a single, I'm an only child. My mother and grandmother raised me. My grandmother died in my arms on my 18th birthday, right? So basically, that inspired me to work on a company and invest, you know, my time, money, into Twitch and those things, right? So, basically, I'm dealing with the roadblock of just seeking respite. You know what I mean? You're feeling the pressure of, while working, you know what I mean? Like, my grandmother raised me, like, spiritually in tune. Like, I know I'm in tune that side, right? But logically speaking, how do I get past these roadblocks? You know what I mean? Because I know great people come to those roadblocks. And people are saying, yeah, you need to keep trying, keep going. You know what I mean? But, like, how do I get past roadblocks? You know what I mean? Just working in a company.
Well,
like, is there something else I'm missing?
How many people you think would have it? Whatever that is.
That is true. Because I see two great people right here. So,
young man, I just
you want long lasting effects with microwave methods.
Yeah.
Nah. It's not really that. Let me rephrase that for you, Ty. I'm just asking, is the process of trial and error supposed to be, I know Edison, you know, light bulb 1,000 times. Yeah.
It's just trial and error.
Is there anything that, yeah, trial and error, I know I'm trying to, like, innovate. I'm trying to become more efficient. You know what I mean? I don't want to waste my time because, you know,
streaming. All right, do you want to look at your time? Let's look at your time. When you go to bed, how many hours do you sleep?
I usually sleep 8 hours a day. I usually go to sleep at 10:30. But I stay up for this stream because I want to say something.
Okay, 8 hours a day. And then when do you work?
So I'm freelance. I'm working on my company right now. And then I have venture capital investors.
So Just give me the hours. How many hours?
How many hours do I work? I work 2 hours a day and then research 3 hours.
Okay. So that's five. So right now that's 13. So right now, okay. So you got about 11 hours left. What do you do with your 11 hours?
And I'm full-time school, workout.
Team. Wait, well then I just need hours. Give me hours.
Yeah, it's a lot of time. You see what I mean?
It's not a lot of time. Give me the hours. You got 11 hours. So,
all right. So 11 hours. So, I wake up at
not your wake up. You already got your wake up time. You got 11 hours.
Uh-huh.
After your five hours, now you say you got workout, and you say you do stock. Okay, how much hour are you allotting to that stuff?
How many hours am I putting into working out? So working out, just straight up working out, like no practice, I do about an hour a day. And
okay,
then with
so
practice,
got,
that will
okay,
be
wait.
2 hours.
Okay, let's give you, 2 hours. So you got 9 hours left. Now what? What else you do?
I need to fill that in more with more work because recovering.
That's the lie that you're
using it one way or another.
Yeah, this is what amazed me about y'all surface dwellers, man. Y'all always lie to yourselves. You act like you're really busy, and you ain't busy doing shit. You ain't doing anything. You sit around and think, oh, I'm busy. You're not. You've got 9 hours in a – that's just one day. We haven't even talked about this.
Yes, sir.
That's just one day. So
no, is that even from your answers, they seem that they're just left on the table.
Left on the table. 8 hours.
Yeah, it's left on the table. Like from where, like I made like a few bullet points trying to like hit some main subjects. It didn't come out that well. That's on my part. But I understand what you mean by people say they sound busy.
Yeah, no, but you're that person. What? You just said it. You just said it, brother.
Yeah.
And I'm
and
just
how do
saying
I sound busy? Am I not doing these things that I'm saying?
Well, I'm not saying you are doing those things, but I'm saying you have 9 hours left and you ain't doing shit.
School is like a 9 to 5.
Okay. Even if we took the 9 to 5 away, if you want me to go 9 to 5, you want me to take 8 hours out? Okay, I'll take. You still got an hour.
Like, sir. Like, no disrespect. I just turned 18, right? I'm a senior in high school, right? So I wake up, right? I'm not an adult. Like, I'm not a full-grown adult. I still go to high school. I still got all APBs. All that. Yeah, I'm not a I'm not a legal adult. I can't remember. I can't go out as adult. I can't. You know what I mean?
Hey, young man, I'm just trying to get you to think. That's all. I don't care how old you are. I'm just trying to get you to think. All right. You're giving me all these excuses, right? You're giving me too many excuses.
All right.
What does you 18 have to do with you wasting time?
Nothing.
Then why bring it up?
Facts.
I'm not trying to be facts. I'm just trying to get you to see the game. Oh, this is... You're no different than a lot of guys out there, and that's why y'all not doing anything, because y'all waste time, because you think you have so much of it, you can just fuck it off, and, hey, it's going to wait for me. Time doesn't care about us. It will always keep moving with or without us.
And you don't act on our ideas, somebody else will.
Yep. Yep.
Mm. All right. Well, so you're saying that I have 9 more hours for you?
Nah, it's not what you're saying. No, this is based on your answers of where your time is.
No, it's
out.
Just that, like...
8 hours of sleep. Are you, like, Sleeping Beauty or something? What's this 8 hours stuff?
Because I value my sleep.
Well, then,
because
then
I still got a full day. Oh, shit.
I can sleep when I'm dead. So, yeah, okay, look, listen. Sleep 8 or 9. Matter of fact, sleep 10 hours. It doesn't matter. Mm. You don't value time. There's no sense of urgency. You value your time. Do you wear a mask, one of those creamy masks on your face, and put some over your eyes because you value your sleep? That's how you sound.
No. When you say it like that, yeah, no. Actually, no. You're a funny guy for that. But
I know that you're funny.
Yeah,
man,
no, like you definitely sound. you hit that shit on the head. No, like you actually hit that shit on the head. No, like will you? Oof.
Oh, God. Please tell me that was
people saying 46 hours, bro. I know you're short as hell. But what I'm saying is this, that I'm trying to focus on my health, mental health, physical health, and I'm trying to, like, have everything in balance.
Yeah, that's my main.
So if I'm doing it wrong, if I'm not finding my time, I'll go back to that.
Listen. You're going to your doctor's office, look them dead in the face, and ask them, mm-hmm. How much sleep should I get a night, and they'll tell you, well, 8 to 10 or something.
Yeah,
like
who
that,
the fuck is sleeping 6 hours?
Look them in their face and ask them how much sleep did they get at night when they were in medical school.
Thank you.
Did they sleep at night when they were in college?
Exactly.
How much did they sleep last night?
Yes.
You'll just be programmed to follow and listen to someone else.
Like a sheep.
For you.
Oh, no, I sleep for how my maintenance, like my body maintenance, my sleep efficiency. You can't tell me how much I sleep. My sleep efficiency is 8 hours.
I asked you what you sleep. You said 8 hours. You told us 8 hours.
Yeah. No. It's just like sleep efficiency.
You put your thumb in your mouth.
8 hours. That's it. Simply put.
Yeah, but 8 hours. What? Why are you sleeping for 8 goddamn hours?
Because that's what time my body wakes up. That's
man,
natural.
You
can't argue
body.
With me what's the natural time my body
okay,
wakes up.
Wait. Okay, did you listen to what Uncle Taekwondo Did you listen
we're
what Uncle Taekwondo
right
said to you, young man? Did
yes,
you want
sir.
To know why the doctor is a doctor? Do you think that man became a doctor by laying and sleeping on his lazy fucking ass for 8 hours? Do you think he became a doctor that way?
He didn't even have a choice.
He didn't have no choice. Lawyers.
His goal had
literally.
Morning,
I know. Yeah.
Got sleep when
so
he
I need
when
to
it was
cut off. Okay. Okay.
Hey, look.
What he's saying. We ain't arguing with you.
Yeah,
body.
I'm not arguing about it. Listen, yeah.
I know. It's not an argument. It's not an argument. No, I know that.
I'm just saying that when you get game and understand this, it's hard to sleep. Sleep is hard. Hard. You try to catch it wherever you can.
Oh,
catch
no,
him.
I know. I couldn't sleep for a week.
No,
for
you
a
don't know.
Bit. But I'm not in the game like that. I'm not in the game. Simply put, I'm not in the game.
Yeah, I was doing
kinda,
this, but bro, I was doing this around 9, 10 years old. So what you talking about? I wasn't.
Like, not sleeping at 9, 10 years old.
I was part of the night.
I've been a night.
Yeah, might just call me a vampire.
Yeah, I was up at night too. I'm forcing myself to sleep because this is like how I feel. Like I need to actually have a schedule because my life is in disarray. That's why I came in with that introduction. You know what I mean? I'm trying to work towards it.
Your life being in disarray, you getting an extra hour or two of sleep is not the Lord's favor.
Right. It's not gonna change things.
Oh no, extra hours. No, I was getting no sleep, sir. Sir, I was getting zero sleep. On the night my grandma passed in my arms, I didn't sleep for 2 days straight before she passed.
No, that's not, I'm not talking about your grandmother. I'm just talking about you as
that's
a man.
Because of the grief, bro.
Right.
Yeah, me as a man, I can't sleep half the time. I take melatonin pills. Like, I know what you mean. Like,
you just told us you slept for 8 hours.
This is my stride. This is the shit that I'm doing. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Well, look, we got to grab other calls. We don't have much time, so we appreciate the call. Right. Big Doug. Okay? Respect.
Thank
you,
brother, for having me.
All right, thank you for being on, sir. Area code 321 and then 909. 321, how can we help you, sir?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I will try and explain the situation. If you want me to explain, like, your racist.
You can just ask the question. You can ask. We're good enough. I think we're a little bit skilled to figure out if we need to ask more questions, we will.
Okay, what's your perfect question? Perfect. I'm in a situation that made me feel like my goal, aka my dream job that I want to accomplish, is not what I'm supposed to be doing right now because I've been pursuing it for a long time. I don't know if that like...
What are you trying to pursue?
Digital marketing specifically.
Digital
hear
marketing.
Me out. So
hey,
I want you to tell me, Ty, or Steve, any or whatever, when you face a wall between you and your goal, and tell me what's the difference between knowing when to drop it and when to keep going.
If it is a goal that is deeply rooted into who I am, dropping it isn't even a choice.
Yeah, it's not even a choice, bro. Not even a thought.
Okay.
No, the choice is, shit, what else can I drop for it?
Okay. So another way of seeing it is
what are you giving? Why are you giving yourself these options, though? Is your goal not that important? Can it just not happen?
Yeah, because it is important to me.
You're saying that it just maybe there's an option where it doesn't happen.
Okay. Go ahead.
That's all. I'm just asking, like, how important is it if you're giving yourself the choice to drop it?
It is very important. I've been breathing for, like, let's say 3 years.
Try to drop breathing. Try not to breathe. See what happens. Try to drop, taking a shower for 3 months or something like that. See how long you can drop these things.
Oh, okay. So what you're saying is, like, it's a part of me. I cannot, like, drop that part of me because it's,
exactly.
Like, everything. Yeah, okay.
Can't live without breathing. I can't live without getting to my goal. So dropping it I'm not even thinking about dropping it.
Not even an option.
It's a part of me. I drop myself if I drop my goal. I'm losing me.
So okay. What's your other question? What's your other question, sir?
My other question is, it's connected to the first one, like with the wall or with the thing that is getting between me and my goal. How can I detach myself from failure and keep going?
What is failure? What are you failing in?
It's like, let's say I've been trying to get this job, like this green job for a long time, let's say. And they rejected me for a long time. It's like at this time it doesn't affect me, but sometimes they hit me as hard like a rock. I want to know what's your, I don't know, your viewing in detaching yourself in those
things. I tell you, I quote, you know, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Are you improving? Are you changing? Listen, and I'm not saying you feel like you're changing, but objectively changing. For example, I was streaming every day before. I was streaming more before I even blew up on TikTok, but I wasn't creating content in a way which was strategically building consistent growth. So, you know, I was streaming a lot or posting stuff on TikTok randomly, and it wasn't building the traction that got me to where I am today. It's because I wasn't objectively improving. But in fact, I actually did, because now I do what I do. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you can hit the same wall twice, just hit it a little differently, shit, so that motherfucker start cracking and the next time you hit it.
Okay. It's like, let's say, don't chase the goals, only change the way you are getting to the goal, like that.
Okay, sir, you got to stop doing what you're doing, man. All you're doing is coming with all these metaphors and shit, and it's not getting you anywhere.
Okay.
Either you going to do it or you ain't. That's it, man. That's it. You know, hey, look up in the sky, and if it winks at you, then have the glory. You're just coming up with shit, man. I don't know why y'all do that.
Look at your finger throwing in the air. It swings back, and
right.
You need to move forward.
I got you. Yeah.
All right, man. We'll throw you back in, man. Okay. You have a good one, okay, my brother?
You too. Take care.
Respect, brother. Thank you. Great call. Okay, Erico 909, what's up? What you got, brother?
Yo, what's the deal? I called in earlier, calling back just to say I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all. Y'all really expanded my mindset. You feel me? Expanded my horizon. And I just want to say thank y'all. That's it. You feel me? And let's keep it going. Thank y'all, bro.
I appreciate you, man. Respect to you. Okay. Area code 832. You're up, sir. How can we help you?
Yeah, I'm back. I voicemailed the girl. I said I set it up Sunday. And I wanted to know what else I should do.
I don't think you voicemailed. I don't think you voicemailed her.
Yeah.
Wait. Where is she at right now? She should be home.
Yeah, she's home. I don't know where she is. She probably is home, but she.
Yeah. Why you changing?
I'm sorry.
Whoa! You out her window right now? Are you under her bed?
No. All right. Can we be serious though? Like for real?
No, listen.
Give me some advice.
Brother, you're asking. Brother, you're asking. Okay, you're the guy that is scared of women. You don't know what to say. You don't know what to do. You cannot even lead yourself to talk to a woman. You don't have any experience. You have no experience in flirting. You have no experience in turning her on. You have no experience in getting her wet. You don't know what you're doing, and yet you want a piece of advice. Your piece of advice is to get up under that. Hey, wait till she goes to the bathroom and crawl from under that bed and jump out that window. No, I'm saying you. Hey, look, man. Look, you got some work to do, young man. Okay. Hey, look, man.
Just tell us about the voice message.
Yeah, man. Come on, dude. What'd you say on your voice message? Tell us what you said on the voice message. What'd you say?
All I said was, hey, Julie, I'm interested in you, and I wanted to hang out Sunday. Go on a date Sunday.
Hey, Julie, I'm interested in you. I want to hang. What is hanging out? What does that mean? Tell me, sir.
I meant go on a date. I didn't mean
hanger inside your shirt.
No, yeah, right. You said hang out. Do I need to get a coat hanger or some shit? What the fuck? Do we square a scarecrow or mannequin style? What is a hangout?
Which arm you hanging with? Right. Y'all just the monkey bars or something? Like, what y'all talking about?
What is a hangout, man? Call
it? I said a date, a hangout.
Well, why don't you ask for a date? Why don't you ask for what you... Okay, so if you ask for ribs and they bring you a dog to eat, are you going to get mad? Because then they'll say, well, hey, you just said you want meat. You just said you want some meat. You got to be specific in what you want, man. Because you know that guy, hey, you hear that? Hey,
right, hey, he's telling you want some food.
Yeah, right. Gee, he hear the noise like, that guy above you, above the bed where you're at, He told me what
bro,
to
right
do.
Right now, y'all are wasting my time, though. That's what I'm saying. Like,
well, we ain't wasting your time. We're trying to help you.
Do the time, bro. You over here playing the guessing game.
Let's hang out.
I'm going to talk to her friend, ask her friend. I'm going to use cold words when I'm talking to her. I mean, you're wasting time, bro. You could have been had your results, so you could have been had in the answer.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
But instead, we still at the drawing board trying to figure out a battle plan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You ain't ready. You don't have no weapons. You're not skilled in the weapon. So even if you go out with her, let me show you real quick, 832. You answer this question right, I'll help you. What are you going to do when you first see her? What are you going to say to her?
Be like, what's up? Like when we go on a date? Are you talking about the date?
Yeah. Where you're bowling and not using your balls.
Like, what's good with you?
What's good with you? Really?
Like, yeah, how you been?
How you been? Do you give a fuck how she been?
No.
Then why are you asking the question? Don't go bowling.
That's how disappointed you were to say no.
Well, then...
Then what? Listen, don't stress out. You just don't go... Just don't cancel it. Just cancel it. Do yourself a favor. Cancel it. Please. Don't do it. Don't do it.
How's that going to help?
Because...
You're going to be on your fifth date before you muster up the courage to finally say...
Ty.
When I ain't big at my place.
Can we Netflix and chill?
You finally kind of reach your arm around and get a little squeeze to it.
Can I kiss you now? Man, dude, you ain't ready, brother. Look.
So I get to that point where I'm ready.
Well, you got to learn. You got to get some coaching. But I'm just saying, keep hanging out with the friend. Maybe the friend can give you some sidebar ass or something like that. But just charge it, dog. You ain't ready. You ain't ready. You're just not ready, brother. You don't know what to do. You don't know what to say. Because here's the problem. It's like if we tell you what to do, then once that thing is done, you're not going to know what to do next. It's like It's like you want us to hold her legs up while you're stroking or something. Why would you want us to do that?
This is the thing, bro. You know what you want with her. You know what you want to do. You know what you want to talk about. You are the only one giving yourself another option. When you use words like hang out, when you go to her friend and ask her what she thinks about, what the girl thinks about you, like this is all a waste of your time. Go for what you want, whether you get it or not. And if you don't, go for something else. But all this extension of I'm going to try to calculatingly make it as less of a risk as possible. It's like, bro, you gonna wait for her to fall in love with you, or are you gonna be the man that she's falling in love with?
All right, what?
I want to be the man that she falls in love with. I want her to chase me, not the other way around.
Wait. What did she get out chasing you?
What did she get out chasing me? Well,
yeah, what'd you get?
I just feel like I'm that guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a lot of stuff to improve on.
What
but
guy
like,
is
in
that?
Future,
I'm interested. You got me perked up. What guy is that? Do tell.
Well, okay. I already started doing a lot of investing. I'm trying to get my money up right now.
Okay, wait.
You're
still a surface dweller getting money up. So, nope, that doesn't work. Look. Doesn't work. You're getting your money up. Doesn't work, buddy. You're a guy that's getting his money up, and you take your money away, you're still the same loser. So, what's next?
I'd have become above a surface dweller. I mean, yeah, above a surface. Like, I'd become better than...
Well, above. You ain't going below. No, because you made about your money. You say you get your money up, so you already lost that battle. What's the next thing?
As soon as you said why you're a different guy, you went to something else any guy can have.
Thank you. Let me clap you on that one, sir.
How much different are you becoming if you're getting close to what everyone else is?
So how do
dude,
I become...
All right, dude, you got to hurry up. Ty's got to grow. There's 10 people on the line waiting. So we got to get through these things, man. Everybody waiting, brother. Look.
How do I not be a surface dweller anymore?
No, you can't help that. Look, go get your money up, okay? Get your money up. No, I'm not making jokes. Listen, you ain't ready, dog. You're not ready. Your nuts have not dropped yet.
You mean ready?
You're not ready. And I say that with my nuts dropped. Because you're still a grown man asking another woman about another woman. Yeah, mean, right?
You see, know, the only gets worse than that is you started asking her indirect questions like,
So
you seeing anybody?
Yeah, what you looking for? What book
did
you read?
What's your type?
What'd you do last night? No, you did because I was under the bed. I mean, I went under the bed. I'm just saying.
Why didn't you answer my phone call?
You looked at the phone. You just didn't answer.
All right, yeah,
All right. Hey, get your money up though. Okay, you get your money up. Okay, young man.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, stay strong. Stay strong. Get your money up. Okay, 313. Y'all gotta hurry up, man. Ty's getting tidy, ready to go. 313. What's up?
Okay, 313,
y'all
gotta hurry up.
All right, go on.
Yeah,
what's up, buddy?
Oh, what's up? You know, I'm from Detroit 313. I'm 17. I'm a junior. I'm just trying to start my. I've been watching Talking Dope for like 2 to 3 months now. I'm just trying to start my Riz or game career and stuff like that, and like how to talk to girls and stuff like that. So like, you know, I can muster the courage to, like, walk up and, but I don't know, like, what to say. Can you help me on that?
Well, you know what to say. You just are afraid to say it.
You know why you know what to say? Because you that it came from when you even thought about coming up to her in the first place. I doubt when you saw her and you wanted to approach her, you just wanted to stand in front of her. You wanted to get something. You wanted to say something. But you got to be man enough to say it. It's there.
Okay.
You gotta let it go. You gotta let it out.
So just okay. I understand.
Okay, yeah. Just start working on your mouthpiece, man. Just start working on what you want to say. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck to you. Okay, buddy. All right. You take care, man. Good. All right. Peace out, man. All right. Next one up. 856. 856. What's your question? 856. Oh, I'm sorry. 8800. Okay. 856. I'm sorry. That was 630. Wait, shit. 630. What's your question? You're on 630. 856. 630. Did you have a question?
Yeah, I got a question.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask, how do I go about finding my core values and creating my standards and principles to live by?
You're asking how do you become a surgeon in one question, brother. It's a deeper thing than that. In order to find it out, we got to talk, man. We ain't got time because Uncle Ty's got to go, man. He's got a role. So what I'm saying is get some coaching from myself or Ty, and we'll walk you through that stuff, okay, big guy? It's a process.
All right, for sure.
That is a deep question, though, because that's going to be the thing that guides you for the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life and beyond.
And that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, well, don't try. No, stop figuring and start doing. Your figuring ain't doing anything for you. Because your figuring is on your level.
You figure eight in this ice skating rink.
Yeah, you figure eight like a motherfucker. Figure eight.
I'm all over the place, so I'm really trying to get some structure. You know what I'm saying?
Come home, yeah. Don't try do. Remember, that's what Yoda said. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, respect to you. We'll throw you back in. Ty, hurry up, Ty. I'm trying to go through these. All right, 856, what you got? You got to hurry up. Ty's like Ty.
Hello?
What's up,
man? Hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
It's me from the last 2 times. Look, I'm just going to say, we didn't talk about it.
Man, girl? Wait, is this the guy with the pills?
Yeah.
Oh, the person.
Nah. So, look, I'm going to be honest. The pills that she was talking about was like pills that I used to take when I was
I don't want to know about the pills. Dog, when you called her, why didn't you hang the phone up?
So I heard the beat, but it didn't register into my mind until like 5 seconds later.
Okay, you reach 555-555-555. Please leave a message. Beep. It's always been like that.
Yeah, I know what's going on.
Hurry up, man. We got roll through 7 real quick. We got 10 seconds to go. Come on.
She's like, hi, Mike was out here.
Yeah, you want to, like, talk to us and shit. Like, we boys. What's up?
We're going to talk about it tomorrow because I'm going to see her tomorrow. Her hair.
Okay.
But I just wanted to say, you know, with everything going on, people just got focused on her. So really just really.
Brother, wait. Are you trying to give people inspiration? Because you're really depressing them. You're depressing me. What are you saying? I know. Remember, she told you.
Turn the bait.
You're like, hey, everybody. Everybody listen. And sometimes if you dream, you got to turn that bass up, okay, big dog? We got to grab these other calls. We only got, like, I got to grab these calls, man. It's like, they got five. Can we go, please, sir?
On a real note, I'm from Camden, New Jersey. If Ty or you yourself, if y'all doing any paid thing, like a sponsorship like that, like where I could pay for counseling, or well, not counseling, like information on game, or like I'm willing to do Zoom, Discord, anything like that.
Well, thank you, bro. Okay, hey, bro. Hey, Carla, we love you, dog. But, hey, we got to let you go. Hey, we appreciate you, though, man. That, you know, Uncle Ty, give me that look. 908, then 310, 519, then 515. We out. Hurry up. 908, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Ty? What's up, Steve? Real quick. Yo, that new season of Last Kingdom came out. You know, my boy Usher about to come slay. Let me get a ya-ya. Throw me back in.
What
language is he speaking?
What the fuck was... What? Who? Wait, what? That... No, that went over my cake ass head. I didn't know what the fuck.
Yeah.
What? Can I run Ruzan? Y'all run. All right, 3-1.
Boy, get the younger Simmons Nevers.
You ready to do the Simmons Seal? How do these Simmons have a deep in the box? All right. All right, 3-1-0, you up, man. 519 and 515. 3-1-0, what's up?
You guys might not have time for my question, but my question is just, I'm just trying to take advantage of this opportunity of having two freaking wise-ass motherfuckers right here. If you guys have anything to enlighten, that'd be amazing, because I know there's...
Wait, you want us to enlighten you? Huh.
You guys' videos are already putting in so much work. I'm just wondering, now that you guys could... pick at my brain, I guess. You want to ask me something?
I got a question for you. What are you going to do after I hang up on you?
Bro, I'm going to go to work.
All right, then there you go. Get your ass to work. I just hung up on you. Okay, 519, you're up.
I wanted to ask a question pertaining to not senior wise, but like networking. You hear me?
Yeah, this is where you ask your question. Go ahead. What's your question?
Yeah, so I wanted to know how can I build better like connections with people. In a sense.
Well, your voice is like depressing me. How do you? You're not animated.
No, meaning like I know I can go out and like do things and meet people, but I mean like, how can I build like a network more?
Of what?
Of like, basically, like learning to network, but like with friends in a sense. That build better connection with better people.
Well,
yeah, like that.
Knowing what you want out of those relationships, right? You have to also know what you need to bring. If I'm looking for corporate connections, or connections at the local, you know, club or something like that.
Yeah.
How I articulate and what I bring is different in those settings because they require different, you know, requirements of me. One may require me to be more fun, lit, chill. One may require me to be more professional, whatever the case may be. So how can I make myself
more adaptable
just by being me? Not where I'm changing or shape-shifting, but that I'm being who I am.
You're not changing who you are.
Like sitting in front of a computer.
But being adaptable.
But dog, okay, but I'm saying, I'm your client, how do I follow you? Give me something to follow you on. How do you get me excited for you to follow you?
I mean, just think, you got to listen to yourself now, though.
Yeah,
like,
man.
If you couldn't catch us or give us nothing from this dog, what makes you think the next person wants will catch anything from you? And we're here to help you. We're here to listen to you.
Yeah, for real.
You caught in, so we have to listen to you. Try talking to somebody that don't feel good about you. And see if you're going to catch them with this demeanor.
But no,
see if they don't grab their AirPod and be like, put that bitch right back there.
I'm not really hearing.
No, we listen. No, we just laughing amongst ourselves. No, go ahead.
No, but so you said I should be more like...
anime.
To be different, depending on your environment.
Well, you can't be Crip Keeker. Hello, how are you doing? I want to talk to you guys. And...
Welcome to Transylvania.
I don't want to motivate you. Blah, blah. I come to
like blood. You gotta know how. I'm going to be real, though. All jokes left, though. Even, you know, coming from Philly and, you know, going in different environments in order to, you know, dominate these environments, I had to learn my opponent. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? So a part of the art of the game is being more effective.
Yeah.
Having a rhetorical sensitivity. So in certain rooms, I can't go up in there and be like, yo, what's up, my nigga? That's not going to get me the results I want in certain situations. But let's say somebody disrespect me or something had to go left.
It's going to go left.
Certain aspects of me is going to be effective in that situation. So you got to know where your energy is best used and articulated and expressed in it.
Okay, man.
You got to learn how to play with your own.
So basically,
use yourself in different ways.
Basically, like read the room, read people, and know how to adapt.
Yeah, but I'm saying personality. There's no liking.
Yeah. Me as a person.
Yeah, you sound like you don't have fun, dog. Sounds like you like Kit Kats.
No, I do. I'm just calm right now. I really just finished eating.
But that's
eating,
you said, so you put me. You sound like some warm milk. I'm like, God damn, I'm tired.
Warm milk, damn.
Yeah, you put me to sleep. Now you can't be putting
like
me to sleep, dog. We got these motherfuckers to live for 4 hours, and they lit like a motherfucker. You want to know why? Because we lit motherfuckers. If we would have been like,
yeah, I get you.
Quando.
No, I get you. I'm not really like when I just woke up, but I tuned into the life. I've been watching Ty since he was at like 20K, and I found out about you. So I said I wanted to ask a question.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, brother, we got one more call to grab, though. So, but stand up, man. You good, man. Just work on you. Just go back and listen to yourself, okay? All right, brother?
Yeah, I heard you.
Okay, take care, man. All right, last call, 515. You the last one. What's up, man?
Y'all hear me?
We can hear you. Hey, yes, we can hear you.
All right. It was a little bit to do with, like, that networking that the last guy asked. So for someone who kind of wants to be completely off, like, all socials, like Insta, Snap, like college age, you think it's still possible to be, like, actively involved in, like dating game and, like, hookup scene on campus? If you don't like want to use any socials and network and stuff, or does it make it a lot harder?
I don't even have Tinder downloaded on my phone. Now listen, I'm telling you, I only like women I get in person. I may chit chat whatever with a chick over the DM or whatever. I'm fundamentally don't even take it serious because it's over an app.
There's a reason why he's saying that, though. Why are you asking this question, though, sir?
How do you think your grandfather bagged your grandmother?
Exactly.
You realize Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, all these apps is only about 7 or 8 years old. Yeah. You know that, right? Google it. Just Google how old is Instagram? How old is Tinder? How old is all these apps that you are depending on to get women? And realize these apps aren't even over 15 years old, probably.
Yeah, the key is all communication. It doesn't listen. You're using the apps. That's not using. That's fine. But I can hear in you that you don't even know how to communicate yourself to a woman.
And ain't nothing wrong with using apps. Don't yeah. You, the way you position yourself is like you depend on it.
Yeah. You listen. As a man, you can communicate all through all things. Whatever is in front of you, okay, it's not what's in front of you. It's what you are to yourself, young man.
All right. Thank you.
All right, so you're good to go. All right, now we're done.
Yes,
sir. All right, there we go. Now we're done. He gave us a yes, sir, and shit. All right, man. So, T, we are done. Man. God, boy, you got my side hurt today, motherfucker. God damn it.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, all yeah.
All right, listen, good-ass stream, man. We got 4 hours in, man. We put that work in like a demo deck, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out to all your guys over there listening. Shout out to
Steve, you staying on or are you ending when I end?
No, I can, I'm going to end.
Right.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
Right. So, make sure everybody check out the Man Mindset. Go get yoga game from anywhere and everywhere, man.
Yeah.
Real motherfucker right here on the stream, man. Talks about deep shit.
I appreciate
deep
it.
Deep shit, man. Where them get along so well, man.
I appreciate that. Yeah, boy. Yeah,
man. Go check my boy Dean some love, man.
Yeah, I appreciate all the guys out there. What you got? How many guys out there? So you shout them out. What you got in the dojo?
About 700 in the stream right now.
700 in the dojo. Just a shout out to y'all guys, man. Look, listen, y'all got a great man right here with Ty. He doing everything. He's showing you game. This is everything y'all learning is game. Ty is laid back and still spitting game. That's what we do.
It's all in the mind, man. I'm going to holler at you, Dean.
All right, to the dojo, man. We out this joint, man, and I'll holler back at you, T-Dog.
All right, man. All right,
100. Peace, man.
Man, oh, man. All right, Steve, I'm going to go grab some food, man.
Yeah,
I'm hungry.
Yeah, I got to get my eat on, too, brother. Yeah.
All right, man. Take it in.
Back. All right. 3, you okay, man? Oh, man. Oh, Frank, I'm worried about Skrill, man. How's he going to play Madden if he can't chuck the fucking Tyreek Hill and shit? What are he going to do? What is he going to do? Skrill. Everybody worried about Skrill. Hey, they know he got to play real football. What are he going to do? Everybody worried. They know he can't even throw to Tyreek Hill no more. What are he going to do? Ah, Frank, boy, it's always good when they realize they were the sorry-ass team that got a abandoned ship. That motherfucker played deuces with y'all. You got to fuck up. Now, everybody don't play with Miami or Denver or San Diego or Cleveland or Cincinnati. The days of sucking into Tyreek are over, Skrill. I just worried about him. He will be all right. If he's on suicide watch and shit. Man, I haven't played the division in so long. I wish I could play that shit.
I need to get back on my Eden Ring. I need to get back on that game. Just watch a sap ass movie. Good God.
Did you spell the recipient for last night, please?
Where's it going? I didn't say that.
Hello? Hi, is this Mr. Van Allen?
Yeah.
This is Rick from Wigmore Bank calling about Melinda Van Allen's account.
Yes.
There were insufficient funds to cover the check that was issued last Thursday.
How old are you?
Okay. Who was it drawn to?
To Mr. Charles Delisle.
What was the amount?
It was $3,000.
What?
So, what? The memo line says piano lessons.
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
If you add additional funds to the account, you can waive the $50 overdrive fee.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem, sir.
Could you spell the recipient for last name, please?
Hi.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, do you guys have live music in your evenings by any chance?
Yeah.
All right, this is Shane.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm wondering, do you guys have live music in your evenings? Hey, is this the Oak Tree Lounge? I want to see if you guys have live music.
Oh my God, man. If you, I'm not going to tell y'all, if you think what Kay Zaga made you watch was bad, my God, I'm watching this Ben Affleck movie called Deep Water.
Oh, I'll be watching
the fight. No, man, it's good. Man, I'm trying to get to the end of this one. I'm kind of curious what the fuck he's going to do. Dude. Man, his wife is kissing other dudes in his face. Is she cucking like a mother? Tell him, what are we going to do? He can't talk.
A real weak man iron.
No, we were laughing at that thing you said about the Hayes pet. White Hayes. White Hayes. Man, a lot of... Oh, that shit was funny, man. A lot of that, man, dude. Yeah, like really.